everybody. Welcome to the Overseas Connection, episode 149. Today is January 3rd, 2012, and we are the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That's gaming for the elderly. And yeah, I'm your host, Greg DeLacy, and joining me this week, the usual cast of characters, and there's no bigger character than Mr. Christopher Matthew.
I don't appreciate your insinuation there, Tiny.
Chris, did you have a good New Year's?
I always have a good New Year's.
Well, but yes. I did not know that, but yeah, that's great to know. What made your New Year's so great?
Because I'm not dead.
Okay. Fair enough.
No, we had a nice New Year's. I went up to upstate New York and visited my grandmother and my dad's oldest brother, and he has an enormous family, so we had a big house full. Lots of food, chit-chatting, having fun. So, yeah, it was nice.
Excellent. Plus, not dead.
Not dead.
That's a win. Also joining us this week, Mr. Richard Primrose. Rich.
Really?
Yeah. How you loving your technical or I should say just technology in general?
I hate all technology unless it's Xbox-based. End of story.
Move on.
Story.
Nothing to hear here.
Well, we will cross our fingers. You are able to stick with us the whole show. I'm confident. I'm confident your current jerry-rigged computer setup will last.
Greg, I will stick to you like a Velcro suit on a well-greased hooker.
And last but not least, Mr. Mike Chin.
That's quite an image he's putting.
I know. I'm rather disturbed. Slightly turned on, but disturbed nonetheless.
I'm trying to. I don't know. I can't do it. I can't picture that. It's really weird. Anyway, what podcast? Video games, right? 2012. We're here.
Yeah, 2012. We are here.
Three more years, Greg, and I'll get my hoverboard, and then I can die a happy man.
You can, although supposedly you're going to die this year anyway.
I'm too busy, though. Like, honestly, if the world ends this year...
I'm too busy to die.
If the world ends this year, it's seriously going to mess up my plans. Like, I've got so much to do, you know?
So when death knocks on the door, you're just going to say, you know what, I'm sorry, too busy. Come back next week.
Come back in, like, 3 years.
I heard a great tweet today to do with what you're talking about.
Yep.
It was Danny Dutch, and he says, 2012, get rich or die Mayan.
Yeah. I like it.
It's good. Rich and Mike, did you both have a good New Year's as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
My noise for New Year is meh.
Yeah. I didn't really do much of mine.
I mean, if we're using Chris's standards, you guys are alive. It's a win.
Yeah, like, I mean, after the years, I sent you a message, Greg. That's what I did. You know, you could tell that I wasn't vastly busy that night.
That's true.
I sent you a message saying that the world had ended, trying to freak you out. But
we kind of saw through the ruse.
Yeah. There's problems with my claim.
Yeah. I went to the pictures to watch Puss in Boots because I thought if I don't get to see that film before my life ends, then I've not fulfilled my true being in life.
Wow.
Halfway through it, my wife prodded me in the side and told me to stop snoring.
I've never fallen asleep in a cinema.
I did, with 3D glasses on. It's weird when you wake up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Remember a few years ago when the original Star Wars movies did their run through the theater again? I think this was like 12 years ago or 10, 15, before the prequels came out.
Yeah.
My wife fell asleep when I took her to see The Empire Strikes Back. I thought for a minute that would be the end of our relationship.
You know, if I ever had somebody fall asleep on me in the pictures, I'd just move seat and leave them there.
Just have them wake up. What the hell?
Yeah.
If you have 3D glasses on, do you have 3D dreams?
Yeah, that's a weird thought, isn't it? I didn't know.
The answer is no.
Actually, I would think the answer is yes, you would dream in 3D regardless.
Yeah, 3D. I think Rick's right on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
A good moment to play the Inception bomb right now. It would be appropriate. If you were listening to the Veteran Gamers, we'd probably have an Inception bomb.
Probably.
Yeah. Bwom. My voice is all I've got. I'm ill, Greg. You're not going to get the best mic chin tonight. I'm ill.
Mike, it's okay.
This is the most I've spoken all year, honestly.
Well, see, already we're getting the best of you.
Brilliant. This is the best I've done in 2012, this.
Hey, you know what? It's only going to get better.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll stop. All right. Well, I guess we should talk about video games. I mean, that is what we do on this podcast, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we talk games.
Oh, all right.
Are you guys with me? Come on!
Yes, I'm with you.
Let's walk hand in hand into the land of games.
Don't make me smile. Like, I'm so ill and it hurts my throat to laugh, so don't do that.
Come on. So, we're all going to the quad.
Let's go.
Everybody's doing it. Come on.
Video games.
Yeah. All right.
Come on, Snoop.
Let's shift.
Bring your green hat.
Chris, stop skipping. You're going too fast.
We're gonna go into what we've been playing.
What you've been playing? What you've been playing? What you've been playing? What have you been playing?
All right. So what we've been playing... What have you guys been playing? Chris, you seem to have the biggest load of games on your
Yeah, playlist. I do.
Yeah.
Why, thank you for noticing, Greg.
I know, I walked right into that. You're welcome.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I've been playing quite a few games. Forza 4, shout-outs to follow on Forza 4. Battlefield Bad Company 2, which I'm now done with, 100% of all the achievements, only took a year and a half.
Only.
Battlefield 3, I was overjoyed to finally get a kill in the F-35. I don't have to fly jets anymore until they make another achievement that requires me to fly jets.
Is that using the big missile?
No, unfortunately, that doesn't count.
Oh, shit.
You don't get any points for that, so while you... Well, you can gain your team a tactical advantage. You don't get any points. Because I did indeed crash it right into a tank, and it was a glorious explosion, but I received no score.
It's a shame.
Yeah. I thought I was in there. I was following this guy. He was in another jet, right? And I saw him dump his flares, and I started to lock him up with the heat-seeking missiles, and the damn things just would not lock up. I don't know what the hell, but I couldn't get a lock, and then I got shot down. It's like, finally I'm tailing somebody who doesn't have any flares and I'm fixing to own them. No, nothing.
I'm sorry.
That's all good. I managed to get it. I was just flying over one of the capture points and started spraying the ground with machine guns and then hit some poor dude in the head. And he's down like, what the fuck? anyway, that was fun. Transformers War for Cybertron.
I was trying to figure out what that acronym was that you had up there, or the letters. Yeah, now I understand.
Yeah, it's for you, Greg.
Thanks. How are you liking that?
Well, I told you I liked it. I had fun with it. I've gotten up to level 100 and done the Transformers version of prestiging.
Dear God.
Well, it's permanently 5 times XP now, so it doesn't really take that long to rank
okay.
up.
Okay. I was about to say, well, you must be playing this like quietly, like when nobody's watching.
Well, it has mostly been late at night when nobody else is on to do anything else, yes. So there's only 2 achievements left in that game, which is good because I've set myself a goal to complete 10 games this year to 100%, and that's going to be one of them.
Oh, so Battlefield Bad Company 2 does not count.
No, because I set the goal today after I finished Battlefield Bad Company 2. So technically, I guess my goal is 11.
The Chris watch is on.
Shut your mouth!
Hey, speaking of your dog, later on, this is foreshadowing, a message from Parsnip that might show you how to handle your dogs.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. I thought maybe you were leading up to the next game on my list.
No, but I should have. That would have been better. See, damn it.
That would have been masterful. But you failed.
Maybe. Not really.
And this is why, Greg, that we're replacing you as the host in 2012. It's been a good journey.
Thank you.
We're replacing you as the host with a magic 8-ball.
That would do just as good a job.
But yeah, the game I thought you were leading me into is Fable 3. I decided to bust that back out.
Now, did you think I was leading you to Fable 3 because of the dog companion or because it was a dog?
One and the same.
What?
A lot of people felt Fable 3 was less than spectacular. Kind of a dog, didn't, you know, it was kind of crappy.
It was less than spectacular, but I... even dog agrees.
Are you talking about me?
But, I decided to... So Parsnip Nose 3000 is trying to collect all the weapons. You know, there's like 50.
Right.
And the only way you can do it is by gifting around with other players. So one of his friends that doesn't have the game anymore borrowed his copy and gifted me all of his weapons so I could gift them all to him. And we're hoping that with some help from some other people in the community, we can get all 50 and gift them around to everybody and get that achievement done. And I was like, you know, while I'm at it, I may as well play the game a little bit more. And I'm enjoying it. It's not awesome. It is very much pretty much Fable 2.1, really.
Right.
But I'm enjoying it. Okay. It turns out that I bought the DLC, even though I didn't realize I bought the DLC when it was on sale. So I guess I'll play that eventually. Yeah. Anyway, let's see. What haven't I was still working on my Halo Reach Legendary playthrough on by myself. I think I've finished 8 out of 11 missions. I have 3 missions to go.
That gets tough, man. I props to you. Halo Reach Legendary by yourself is not an easy task.
Well, I do have to give some credit where credit is due. I found a guide that – let me see if I can find the name of this dude. He calls himself The Truth, with the T in truth, the second T in truth being replaced with a 7. Daniel Morris, a.k.a. The Tyrant, is the writer of this guide.
Okay.
Anyway, he wrote a guide on how to play it on quote-unquote mythic difficulty, which is by yourself with every skull turned on.
Jesus.
Yeah. Why?
And so whenever I get stuck, I just go to his guide, and he's got some really good, you know, like, stand here and shoot this guy, and stand here and shoot this guy. So whenever I get stuck, I just follow his instructions step by step. And it's worked pretty well so far.
Okay.
So mad props to Daniel Morris. Thanks for the help. His website is on the Bungie website. It's on bungie.org. You can look him up. Anyway. And lastly, Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary is the only game that's new to my list of games that I've been playing.
Yeah, that's right, Bromancer.
Yeah, bro hammer. I did think that was funny. So Greg and I played through the first mission on Legendary co-op and got 3 achievements. What was it? Standard operating procedure.
Yeah.
There were 3 of them, basically. One for normal, heroic, and legendary difficulty in co-op. And the legendary one was called bro hammer, which I really laughed about. I thought it was very funny.
Yeah, It was funny to see them pop up. And they just – I mean, we had no idea we had unlocked these achievements until we finished the level.
Yeah.
And they all just started popping up, and we were just laughing.
It was good. So I've been playing that. When I'm playing by myself, I've stepped it down to heroic difficulty normal difficulty.
Now, is there an achievement for finishing it completely on legendary?
Not by yourself. There's one – you can do it in co-op, so I'll do it in co-op. Mm-hmm. I've just been going through on normal trying to find all the skulls and terminals. I recently found the bandana skull, which has made the game a lot easier because that gives you unlimited ammo for whatever weapons you're carrying.
Okay.
Including unlimited grenades.
That
so
is especially useful.
Yeah, after you pick up the first set of plasma grenades, you can pretty much just go to town.
Now, have you started to shout grenade?
No.
Have you tried it?
No.
Do you want to try it?
No.
We're talking about the Kinect integration, by the way, just for those that are not cluing in on this. Well, give me your thoughts on Halo Anniversary. I mean,
I like it. It's been long enough since I played Halo that it's kind of new to me. Like, I kind of know the overall big premise of it, but there's, you know, the little details of the different missions and how you come to be so close to Sergeant Major Johnson and how you come to have Cortana in your head and all this thing is kind of new. And
God,
I'm really
imagine that. Just imagine that. Just a woman in your head all the time.
That would be horrible.
I'd have to imagine that.
Yeah,
There's a sketch there. You know, Master Chief sitting at the computer. It's late, you know, and Cortana's like, "Chief, what are you doing? What are you doing on that website?
What are you doing? You shouldn't be on there." So I'm really liking the terminals with kind of the, I don't know if you want to call it backstory so much as kind of side story.
Right.
There's a wedged in story. Yeah, there's a little bit of backstory. Like, it kind of shows all the monitors going out to their various installations. But then it actually is kind of almost like a side plot. Like, I don't know. I don't want to get into too many spoilers, but it's pretty cool. So, yeah, I think that Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary has accomplished exactly what it was meant to accomplish by me. Well, I mean, by 343 Industries. And that is, they got my $40 and they got me excited for Halo 4. I think that's really what they meant to do by releasing this now.
Yeah.
So,
here's a question. I'm curious. When you first did the when you first started up Halo Anniversary, if I remember correctly, I know you were kind of like, "Oh, it looks okay. Doesn't look great." But then you hit the back button.
Well, yeah, it certainly looks much better than it did.
My memory of what Halo CE looked like was so way different than what it actually looked like. I thought it looked, I mean, in all honesty, a lot better than what it did. When I hit that back button, I was shocked at how bland and just kind of boring the Halo CE looked.
They didn't strip it back even more so it looked crapper?
It's actually up-resed. It's actually in high def, believe it or not.
Yeah, all the textures are rendered in high def in the original.
It looks better than it did back in the day.
But there's a huge visual upgrade between Halo and Halo 2. So, and then even more in Halo 3. So as you look back, you're kind of thinking more about Halo 2 probably than Halo 1.
Yeah,
and they all look kind of like stylistic. They look the same, you know. So. Yeah. Halo 3 is kind of like it's a little bit more colorful than Halo 1, but it's still the same art style and same environment. So you kind of replace it, if you will. Your memory replaces the old game with that.
Yeah. I don't spend a lot of time pressing the back button because I think the terminals and I know the skulls, and maybe the terminals only show up if you're in the new graphics.
Oh, okay.
So if you're looking for the skulls, you got to make sure you're in the new graphics.
Got it. Good tip.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on your side, Chris?
I believe that is my list completed.
Excellent. Well, Rich, why don't we shift over to you while we still have you?
Yeah. I've done a bit more Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah,
which I believe I played with you a bit, Greg.
You did. Let's talk some Drop Zone.
Yeah, Drop Zone. It's crazy.
So that's the community game mode.
Yeah, it is. It's frantic. It's like headquarters on speed.
You want to kind of walk everybody through how it actually works.
So you've got a control point that each team's got to go for, but unlike headquarters, where I think we mentioned this briefly last week. When you cap it, somebody's just got to neutralise it, and then it vanishes and goes somewhere else. Well, this one,
I got a question.
You can constantly capture and recapture. Yeah,
I got a question. Have you been killed by a crate yet?
Yes.
No, I haven't. No.
I have.
One crate came down and killed me and Duke in one go. Look, it hit me and then hit Duke. Dudong.
Brilliant. Oh, it didn't do one of them sad rolls where it barely touches you, but you just die.
Oh, yeah, it didn't hardly did anything. I mean, if a crate dropped from that height, right, metal crate, it would probably do some serious damage. Maybe kill you. Maybe. If it landed right on you.
I'd venture to say a crate that big would probably snap you in half if it was dropped from the height that that thing's being dropped at.
But if it lands first and then rolls on you.
Well, yeah.
That's not going to kill you. Might hurt you a bit.
Right.
Wouldn't kill you. So I've got a letter to Infinity Ward about crate physics that I'm seriously going to write. No, I'm not.
You going to threaten to destroy some trees in the meantime?
Yeah. I'm going to break down the whole forest.
All you need to do is write a letter to Orty 84, because as we established last week, he's the one that delivers the crates. So he'll sort it out.
It's true.
Yeah. So did a bit of that. And that was good. Got to play with Mr. Spork as well. We had a few games, and also Quibo Jones, who I believe is quite active on the forums, isn't it?
Yeah?
Yeah. Had some good games with Kill Confirmed and stuff as well. And had my first dabble at Search and Destroy, which is a game mode that I know a lot of people don't like, but I love it. That's the one thing for me in Modern Warfare that I'm still loving. I'm getting a bit... This one ain't grabbed me as much in the multiplayer.
Yeah.
I know we had detractors on Black Ops and we had detractors on Modern Warfare 2, but I've always loved it as my go-to game for when I've got 20 minutes to kill. But I don't feel the pull as much. Which may be something to do with another game I'm going to talk about. other than that, I've been doing the last boss fight on the 3DS for 3D Mario Land. Got to give props to my son, J-Boy P, because he's gone through that whole game. He's only 5. He's gone through that whole game, and he's not been up to me once to say, "Dad, I'm stuck. Can you do this?"
Which
until
game?
Now.
Mario 3D Land.
Mario 3D Land on the 3DS.
Okay.
He's got all the way to the end of World 8 without asking for any help, and I'm all chuffed with him. So we're just doing the boss fight on that, trying to get through that.
Mario 3D Land for now, and next step, Gears of War 3.
You know what he was playing earlier in the year? Portal 2.
Okay. Baby steps, 2. I like it.
Yeah. He loves the old idea of firing a door and walking through it and you come out somewhere else. He's never branded it properly yet. But you know that thing that you always get when you're first picking up a first-person shooter, where nobody gets the idea of looking around and moving on two separate joysticks?
Right.
To meet that.
Yeah, it took him ages to get his head around that, but he'll get there eventually.
Yeah, that's always tough. That's always a looking thing that people do when they start... And you want to strangle them. You're like, they work together, goddammit.
Yeah. And
Jimmy's like all over the place on Gears of War. He's dancing around. Just, you know. Easy.
Yeah. Once it clicks, it never leaves you. It's like riding a bike.
Yep. It has never, sadly, clicked with my wife, though. I have put that controller in her hand. I can't tell you how many times. And every time it's like, I don't get this. Never mind.
Yeah, take it back.
Yeah.
And then just a massive amount of time being sunk into Skyrim, really. Oh,
that's what we like to hear. Skyrim, huh?
I know we were talking about reflections on the year last year.
We can still reflect. It's the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Reflect a little.
I was sat down thinking about it, and I've got to say, 2011 for me has been the year that I embraced RPGs. Because I know that I was raving about Dark Souls.
Yeah, it's true. You were like a staunch RPG hater, right, with Mike?
Yeah, I was.
So like Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah, I could never get into them. The only thing I'd ever got into before was Mass Effect 2, and it's a totally different setting. It's not the traditional RPG setting. But took them two games this year, and I know I raved about Dark Souls, but I think if I would have played Skyrim beforehand, I would have still been loving it. RPG wise, so it's a brilliant game, absolutely ace. I've had some weird encounters.
Weird as in funny encounters, or weird as in
oh yeah, No, no. Well, I've had one frustrating moment. I've had the lockups that people talked about when it gets stuck in the loading screens, and you can't even turn your Xbox off.
Okay.
Yeah, it's froze up on there, and I've had to switch it off at the power.
Right,
and then
right.
Turn it back again. I had a dungeon level that I went into where the frame rate just dropped completely through the floor, and not only that, I carried on, persevered with it, and then fell out the map. So I was under the cave and that. That was bananas.
Okay.
Restarted it, frame rate was slow again, and then eventually after restarted it and tried it again, it worked. So that was fine.
Okay.
After that. But that's been my only real bad stuff, as far as it's concerned. Which I've got a bit of a fetish for giants, I think.
Okay.
Right.
Because I started off in the game, and what I was doing was, because I knew these guys were fairly passive, it was like just creeping up to the camps, hidden mode, and just trying to get into the camps around the bonfire while they weren't looking.
I just want to touch it.
see what's in the chests. Uh-oh. There's nothing in the chest, then just walk up and try and stroke them. But yeah, they're weird, aren't they? They don't, you know, they're bizarre for any sort of game character to be so passive. And then I'd have another bit of a fetish with the giants was I like going on hillsides, making sure that I'm out of reach, and then just annoying them with a bow and arrow. Just sit there for 20 minutes, pointing them with arrows. Don't do any damage, hardly.
Right.
But it gets them wound up, and they're just like trolling around in the bottom. You get a pair of them. But then I changed my love for the giants at one point, because I had a bit of a shock encounter with a dragon. And you know how they do the weird circling thing, and then they'll just put themselves down wherever they want?
Right.
Well, this one has put itself down quite far in the distance. Only the silly sod had not realised there was a giant near him. So this giant just started twatting him with a club.
Yeah,
I've had that.
It saved me all the work. Brilliant.
Yeah, I did that, yeah.
Put a couple of blows, you know, and I made sure that we was fighting him together. And when it finished, Giant just looked at me. All right, mate.
And walked. Just kind of looked at you and went, don't do that again.
Yeah.
And then let me pillage the body. Brilliant.
Well, in an upcoming episode of My Skyrim Diaries, you know, this very similar to a story that I had.
Good though, aren't the giants?
Dragons and giants, yeah.
Don't like frost trolls, though.
No, this frost trolls are they're mean.
Yeah, nasty,
nasty
thing. And something else as well is, I've had weird changing encounters as well. So, here's an example: going up a hill and basically encounter a load of guys that are dressed up as Imperial guards, and then there's a little bit of a swamp. So. Gets to that point, and these guys start talking about me giving them money. So I tried the different options, like get stuffed, and then they killed me. And then I came back up. And the next time round, when I got further into the swamp, and they were still fighting me, I noticed there was a load of naked dead bodies in the swamp. I'm thinking, some foul play here. So I got killed again. And I'm still trying to figure out what this story is. The next time when I come up, there's two saber-toothed tigers there, and then about six bodies in the swamp.
Now it's making more sense.
Yeah, and these saber-toothed tigers have actually, you know, completely mauled all these guys, and then I have to fight them too. So eventually I kill these two saber-toothed tigers, and you're looking around the scene, and the naked bodies actually turned out to be the Imperial guards. And these other dudes were just bandits that came and robbed the clothes. How cool is that?
Now, you know,
they figured all these random things out to put into the game in the mix.
Well, and you're just it is one of the brilliant things of this game is the way it utilizes kind of the world environment, and the world environment not only interacts with you, but it interacts with itself. And I mean, perfect examples are, you know, I mean, the giant and the dragon attacking and fighting one another. I mean, I can't tell you how many games I've played over the years. I'm sure we've all played games where it's like, you know, you see multiple monsters and their natural enemies, yet because you are there, they all focus in on you and come and attack you. And in this game, that doesn't happen that way. You know, if a troll and a giant are facing off against one another, they're battling one another. They're not just going to immediately both come and attack you first. And it makes for just some very unique gameplay experiences. And just to kind of piggyback your conversation, just last night I was walking along a path, came across a regular troll, and I was in no shape to take the troll on. So I just start hauling ass. I'm like, maybe I can run far enough away from this thing and it'll give up the chase. As I'm running, I happen to attract two different wolves that start chasing after me. So now I've got a troll and two wolves chasing after me. And going down the path, and there's this stranger that I see up ahead, and he's just kind of walking along the path, and he shouts out to me, "Well met, stranger!" And I just run right past him. The wolves and the troll just jump this dude. They killed him instantly, and I just kept running. And you know, I got away. It was perfect. And of course, I went back and looted the dead man's body. But yeah,
of course,
it's one of the things I do love about that game.
Yeah, brilliant, love it. I love the story. So many different ways of playing as well, the side missions and stuff.
Yeah,
I've really enjoyed that. I've recently just done. I'm not going to spoil any storyline or anything. I've done a whodunit at the mansion type thing.
Okay,
which is wicked. That was basically you get locked in one place and you've got to work out how to get to a certain thing and be stealthy about it as well. That was cool. I've gone up to the point where the Thieves Guild is.
Okay.
But I've not started that because I know that everybody said that's really good, so I'm saving that.
Okay.
That is good. I enjoyed that.
But the other thing is as well, it's changed my style of playing. It's changed all the way through. I was just doing the same as I was in Dark Souls, like shield,
right.
And then counter blow with like a one-handed weapon. And then eventually, because I just by chance got led up to Winterhold, you know, the Mage's College.
Right.
Then I ended up picking up some magic and stuff, and I was going basically one-handed magic plus one-handed weapon. And then it switched to just doing two hands of magic. And now I'm just more or less, my style is, it's either two hands of magic, and then when I come up with a mage, because of the way that they normally counteract magic, I just end up switching to a two-handed sword that I've got that's got enchantment on it,
right.
And completely twatting them with that. But yeah, it's great.
That's funny. It's kind of like my first character I did. I went kind of the battle mage route. I thought I was going to be more warrior, and then I slowly went towards magic, and now I use a two-handed axe as my backup weapon, but it's all magic.
Yeah.
But that was my first character. I decided to go the nasty thief route, and it's been kind of fun playing as a lowly thief.
Yep. I'm a burglar.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of went the – I think of my character more as an actual assassin, but not even so much assassin. Maybe he's just more like a thug because I was walking along the road. Guy comes up to me. You know, they're drinking, offers me some free mead, took it, turned around, killed all three of them.
I had them dudes right, offering me wine,
yeah.
Right? And one of the options you got is to offer them some such and such wine, which I had.
Right.
And I offered him that back, and I don't know if it's because the elves had made it or something. Started slagging me off, so I killed him.
All right. Well, enough of the Skyrim talk. Let's push on. Rich, was there anything else on the list?
No, that was about it.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's about it.
Excellent. Mike, what about you?
I've been playing Gears of War 3 on Insane. I got to the last boss. With my friend Ben, and we're stuck on the last boss now. We must have played that for 3 hours and got nowhere.
That last boss is tough. I especially would see it being tough with only two of you.
Two of us on Insane.
Yeah.
Pretty tough. It's insta-death.
That's interesting because someone else was telling me that it's actually easier if there's only two of you because your two AI counterparts will fend off the guards while you take care of the boss.
Yeah, good luck with
that. Maybe that's not.
Yeah.
Not so much, huh?
Not so much. No.
I would just keep going.
The biggest problem.
Wait for it to glitch out on you.
The biggest problem is basically the queen. Spoilers. The queen, if the more she damages that tower, the more time she's on that tower damaging it, the building has this kind of invisible energy bar that you can't see.
It will.
And the longer she's on it, the worse it is. So as soon as she's on it, you have to shoot her off as quick as you can. And the problem is, not survival. I mean, we do die quite a lot, but there have been many times where we survive it, but she eventually breaks into the tower, which is a pain.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Killing her before she gets into that tower is the biggest problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've also been playing Need for Speed The Run. I played that. That is immensely dull. it's so dull. But I kind of think it's all right. It's just racing. That's all it is. It's disguised racing. It's a disguised racing game where it pretends that it's not a time trial, or it pretends that it's not a race. You just have to overtake 10 people. You play a guy called Jack Rourke. What a stupid name that is. And the guy is in debt. You have no idea why. I think he gambles, right? You have no idea why. He's in debt. And you have to pay. You only get 10% of this prize, which is 25 million, which is still pretty nice, right? And then you have to win this race to get out of debt. The first thing you do, you go into your garage, you've got five luxury cars in there. I was like, just sell your cars. You're a poor businessman. You're not doing very well. Sell your cars, invest in stock. You'll be out of debt in 2 months? You'll be all right. Done. It's just so stupid and calm. It's just very dull.
Didn't you think this game was going to be really good?
I thought it was going to be a guilty pleasure, and I'm all for guilty pleasures, and I'm going to play it to the end. It's okay. There's some kind of moments where you go, look, there's an earthquake,
you could call it
avalanche.
A guilty pleasure.
It's not. Well, I'm not getting that much pleasure out of it. I think you've got to get pleasure out of something before you call it a guilty pleasure. There's bits where there's avalanches and stuff. They reuse tracks. They make you think that you're going on a new track when really they're being clever and it's a mirrored track or it's a backwards track. I spotted it. All right. There's one track in particular where it's just backwards and they make it out like it's another track. All right. And I was like, no, this is backwards. But they cut off certain shortcuts and they introduce other shortcuts, and I remember seeing them on the way back because I've always been very good at kind of maps and stuff, so I thought that's a bit cheap. They're just reusing maps and mirroring them, it's pretty dull.
Yeah,
Need for Speed The Run, it's pretty dull.
No,
I thought it would be okay, okay enough for just kind of go, yeah, it's all right, it's harmless, but it's just really dull.
It's only supposed to be a few hours as well, isn't it?
It's not that long. I mean, I must have been playing it about 3 hours now, and I'm already 50th. And you've got to go from, what is it,
200th
to first, and I'm 50th, And I think I'm in Chicago-ish somewhere.
Chicago-ish,
that way. I'm by Duke's house, I think. he's Wisconsin, so somewhere around there. It's pretty poor.
You do realize everybody in Chicago right now is screaming at you saying we're nowhere near, you can't associate us with Wisconsin. And of course, everybody in Wisconsin is saying we would never be associated with anybody from Chicago.
Well, guess what, America? I don't live in fucking London, all right? Fact, I don't live anywhere near London, and I'm English. So
what do you mean?
Get over that.
You guys only have one city, London.
Never met the Queen. Not once. Not once.
And you have one clock. That's it.
Yeah.
Still not sure why you guys named it Big Ben.
I don't know. I don't want to meet this Ben, though. He's pretty scary.
Isn't he your friend?
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah, he's trying to finish Gears. Let's move on. We've got plenty to do.
Yeah,
Gears of War 3 and Need for Speed The Run. The run's dull. Don't play it.
The run. Got the runs.
Lol.
That was horrible. All right. Yeah, for me, pretty simple stuff. Skyrim, we already talked about it. Modern Warfare 3, already talked about it. Battlefield 3, haven't really talked about it. Well, Chris kind of talked about it, and there really isn't much more to talk about other than the fact that I've just been playing a lot of it. And Halo Anniversary. Those really were kind of the games of choice. And a little smattering of Defense Grid threw in there for good measure. And, outside of that, I'm sorry, Rich?
I just said it's got to be done.
It does. You have to throw it in. Yeah. It's like one of those things when you just don't feel like loading up like a proper game. You just want some just kind of something to challenge you, but not something that you have to like be twitchy with. And that's what
it's the thing is like you can watch a lot of Defense Crews. You know, it's a watching game as well. And that's quite nice.
The worst part about it though, as you're watching, it's you're like, okay, defense are holding. Ah, crap.
If only I could just upgrade everything in this area, that would be fine.
Yep. But
rewind.
Yeah.
I never rewind. You know what? I forget about the rewind.
No, I do.
I always forget about it.
I totally do. I just keep playing.
Always forget about it.
And I'm like, restart. The only other thing I wanted to talk about, and I am trying to get to the bottom of it, but I know people have discussed and commented on it before, but I guess the podcast has a potential coding issue with the way we're doing our MP3 coding. So sometimes when people are pausing the podcast and they restart it, it's jumping back, I believe, in time and or jumping forward in time.
In time.
It's time traveling.
I'm in 1985.
This podcast is incredible. So I am trying to get to the bottom of it, but I can't make
top men.
I can't make promises that it will be fixed this week.
Top men.
Yeah. Top men.
from the analysis labs of Google.
Yes. And Aperture Science, come on. We've got the best work. All right. I guess that is that's what we've been playing. We got it done, covered. Let's talk some new releases.
New releases.
All right. So new releases. There really is not a hell of a lot going on this week, guys. It is a short, probably the shortest list we've seen. On the Wii, there is literally nothing. Couldn't find anything new coming this week. Xbox is not much better. No new retail titles, but I think that's actually a good thing. It's actually giving us time to play the game.
We need breathing space so I can play shitty games like The Run.
Yeah. Speaking of shitty games, Rise of Nightmares demo is out on Xbox Live this week. So if you want to check that out, it's not really shitty, but it certainly is not good.
I'll put Star Wars on my rental list. Can that game?
Oh yeah, I'll be playing that for sure. Come on,
you got to play that though.
Yeah, you have to play.
It was like Duke Nukem Forever. Like, I have to play it. I knew it was going to be terrible. I had to play it.
I kind of wish I had stuck with Rise of Nightmares longer, only for the simple fact of the cutscenes were so ridiculously bad in terms of the voice acting.
Hello.
Hello. It's just my boss. It's okay. We can ignore him.
Greg, you're fired.
Yeah. But yeah, the cutscenes were so ridiculously bad that you just had to just laugh. I mean, they felt like they were done from an Eastern European developer, which I believe the game was. So anyway, let's not dwell on that. Let's talk about EA Publisher Sale. 50% off on all kinds of stuff. A lot of Call of Duty stuff, some Mass Effect 3 DLC. I mean, really, if you have anything that you wanted to pick up DLC-wise from EA, it's probably on sale right now. And this week, arcade title NFL Blitz comes out this week, 1,200 points. And for the Forza 4 people, the Jalopnik pack comes out this week. I know I'm probably saying that wrong. I really want to call it the Jalapeno pack. I know that's not right. But that comes out this week, 560 points. So you get your Forza on. PS3 side, PlayStation Plus content this week. You've got Back to the Future, the game full series, and Sword and Soldiers are free on PSN Plus. And Yeah, Siphon Filter 1, 2, and 3, old PS1 classics, also up on PSN Plus.
Almost makes you want to be a PSN Plus member. Almost.
Almost. Well, maybe discounted PSN games like Rocket Knight make you want to be a PSN Plus person.
I chucked a copy of Siphon Filter away, original, before I moved out.
What?
Is craziness. You've also got Darksiders. It's actually on sale on PSN Plus for 20% off. And then, of course, PSN games, full titles, TNT Racers, and NFL Blitz come out this week. And as I already mentioned, you got the full Darksiders game and one other free demo out on the PS3 this week, Learning with the Puyos, or Puyos, Episode 2. Demo. Go get it. But, yeah, that's it. New releases. Yeah, like I said, kind of boring.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's that time of year.
It is, thank God.
It's good. It's good we can catch up. And we're not going to catch up.
Skyrim you never catch up. Time. Skyrim time.
It is. They should call this the catch-up month of the game. Is there anything coming out this month, Greg?
I don't think there's anything really coming out this month. It is going to be... There might be something coming out at the end of the month, and I want to say it's Soul Calibur. Could be wrong. I don't know.
So there's nothing coming out.
Yeah, there's... It really... January is going to be a pretty dry month.
Pretty dry.
Kick into full gear. But hey, that's new releases. Let's move on.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
All right, so, news. We do have a small news quiz, guys.
It's time for the news!
Yeah, it's news quiz time. That's what I'm talking about.
On the week with no news, we're going to have a news quiz.
Yes.
Oh, my God, it's a news quiz.
Serious.
Yes, because when you're good, you find news stories. Yeah, I dug out a couple gems.
Gem.
Nothing terrible. And there's only three questions this week. So it's one to each of you. This is really just more for posterity's sake. As opposed to the other times where it meant so much more.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know. It doesn't. I know. We're moving on from that, Chris.
What are you blethering on about?
Was that a Scottish accent?
That was Rich's impersonation of one of the gargoyles from Fable 2.
Come on, what's get
happening?
On with it.
Greg, what's happening?
What's happening is we're taking a news quiz right now.
Okay.
And Mike, you are first up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I haven't even read the real news.
Well, see, I'm making sure I save the Sony story for Rich.
Oh, I didn't even know there's a Sony story. I'm so confused.
Just kidding. No, actually, here's what we're going to do. Chris, you're going to be first up because it's all going to make sense.
Damn right. Let's go.
All right. Chris, which of the big three has stated this will be the last CES they attend? Is it Microsoft, Nintendo, or Sony?
I'm going to go with Sony.
You would be wrong.
Damn.
Microsoft, after 20 years of participation in the annual CES conference, has announced that 2012 will be its last year exhibiting or holding events at the Popular Electronics Show. They revealed in a blog post that basically the company said after 2012, the company will no longer operate a booth or host a keynote address. And this is huge because, I mean, they pretty much have done the keynote every year since I've ever followed CES. The company says while it still maintains that it holds a strong relationship with the event's organizers, the Consumer Electronics Association, Shaw, who is the vice president of corporate communications, stated that the January timing of the show does not align with Microsoft's product announcements and strategies moving forward. So, boom, Microsoft, last year for CES.
So I guess we'll not be getting a new Xbox announcement.
Not from CES.
That one's put that one to rest.
Suppose we could get one. I doubt it. But it is interesting that, you know, they're pulling away from this because in the past it really has been something that they really, you know, kind of took pride in the fact that they were always doing the keynotes. But I think that they're kind of seeing shows like E3 as being a bigger, more important presence for them than CES has been. We'll see. Who knows? Maybe they can pull away from E3 too.
Nah.
And it's so close to the VAG Awards.
Let's just face it. That is much more important. Rich, you are up next. Which of these Nintendo titles did not reach the million mark over the holidays in the U.S.? Was it The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, Super Mario 3D Land, Mario Kart 7, or none of them, or all of them? Did not reach the million mark. I know. It's stressful. I hear you.
I'm thinking, for all of its praise, Skyward Sword. Because I think Mario's going to shift numbers, whatever.
Okay.
The one where you say none, I find it odd to believe that Mario Kart didn't break a million. Or 3D Land. So I'm going to go for Skyward Sword.
So A, Skyward Sword. Final answer.
Yeah, it's going to have to be in it.
All right, and you're locked in. The correct answer was D, none of them, because all of these titles hit the million mark.
All right.
See how I did that? Yeah, a little tricky.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but Nintendo was quite happy. He said, one of the strongest software lineups in our history helped Nintendo have a great holiday season and to close out 2011 with a full head of steam. They've sold over 12 million hardware units across the entire product line, including 4.5 million Wiis, 4 million 3DS units, Rich, you were part of that, and 3.4 million Nintendo DS units are still selling.
I'm really impressed with that little 3DS thing. I'm really impressed with it.
Yeah,
you see all that augmented reality and stuff like that. It's just really good.
It is.
Nice bit of kit.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I mean, I saw it in person, so I know the 3D works. I'm just not a big Nintendo fan.
I never thought it'd work as well as it did, though, because it's not like I was just expecting it to just be you'd see the depth of the game, but you're still actively working on just one plane. But from what I've been seeing with it, it's fully there. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, last question for the quiz.
Okay.
What Sony future title was confirmed by a composer's resume recently? Is it GT6, God of War 4, or Killzone 4? We really need to get some Jeopardy music.
I'm gonna get rid of GT6.
Okay.
I'll say God of War.
You would be correct.
Yeah.
Composer Timothy Williams may have accidentally confirmed God of War 4 ahead of an official announcement by Sony because Silicon Era noticed on his resume he had a line item, God of War 4 of audio on there.
That is, so. That's how we know Bully 2 is coming as well, by the way.
Well, there you go.
Same thing happened. The composer
quite a few things
Bully
done
2,
with that, isn't there?
The composer for Bully 2 put it on his resume.
Yeah.
He said, I'm working on the music for Bully 2. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
There's been quite a few of them go through with, like, voiceover artists and stuff like that as well, haven't they?
Now, ironically, they since have removed that line from his resume.
Of course they have.
Yeah. It
Jonathan
was out
Ross,
there.
Jonathan Ross famously revealed Fable 3 as well. Jonathan Ross is he's kind of like a famous personality over here, Greg and Chris.
Yeah.
And he's on the TV a lot and on the radio, and not on the radio anymore, but he tweeted out saying, oh, I've met Peter Molyneux, I'm going to be in Fable 3, and he wasn't even announced.
Yeah.
Let's
talk some 2011 Game of the Year Award nominee winners. I guess it is just winners, not nominees anymore. So we did our polls, we had all of our debates. We actually almost came to blows a couple times. Rich, I think you and I were almost on non-speaking terms at one point. all because of your love for Dark Souls. But yeah, so we had the polls up. They're done. They've completed. The community has voted. So we are now going to turn to Chris, and he's going to announce some winners for us. So, Chris, I'm going to walk you through. Let's look at first up, worst weapon, gadget, or feature in the game.
The worst weapon or gadget featured in a game.
Yes. Can you get the envelope, please?
I have the envelope, but we should remind the audience before we announce the winners. The three finalists were the Tactical Light from Battlefield 3, in Forza 4, and the horses in Skyrim.
That was a sheep.
It was a tactical, but the Tactical Light from Battlefield 3 is the worst offense to video gaming in 2011.
Yep.
Here, here, here. We should get up with that sound effect. Yeah.
No surprise.
It was horrible. It still is horrible. They said they fixed it. I don't think so. It still is the most annoying thing to come across. Pure daylight. You can't see anything.
The worst thing is, though, when your teammates do it, that's, like, really annoying.
Get it out of my face.
And when you've got one on, you feel bad because you're pointing at everyone, like, sorry, everyone. You know?
Yeah, it is.
That's just it. Like, I'm always yelling at my teammates to stop blinding me with their own stupid lights.
Yeah. I think you yelled at Halo Anniversary for that, too. Turn your light off.
Yeah, turn your light off, Greg.
Turn your light off. All right, let's move on. Next category, Pamela's A Bitch Award for Broken Tech and Gaming. Chris, walk us through it.
All right, so the nominees for the worst broken gaming technology this year, 2011, were the PlayStation Network, the Battlefield 3 servers, not that it's any surprise that EA servers aren't working, and the Modern Warfare 3 Elite Service. And in a close vote, the PlayStation Network just edged it out. Congratulations. Well done, Sony.
Yeah. Who was close to that?
Close behind was the Modern Warfare 3 Elite Service.
It's interesting. People really kind of glommed onto that. I did not find that big of an issue. I guess maybe it was because I felt that, you know, so much of what you were paying for with Elite was the map packs. It wasn't that big of a deal that it wasn't necessarily working day one, you know, running smoothly type thing. As opposed to the PSN network. But, I don't know.
No.
Let's move on. Yeah, you don't. But you do have all the answers right now.
I do.
Best supporting character or supporting.
Supporting?
Best supporting.
The Swiss chef. Swedish chef.
The nominees for the best supporting character in games was Wheatley from Portal 2, Victor Sullivan from Uncharted 3, and David Seraph from Deus Ex Human Revolution. And in a landslide, all the Portal heads voted Wheatley from Portal 2.
Yay!
Well deserved. Boom.
So we got Steve on the line. Oh no, he's just gone off. Sorry, Steve Immersion was on the line waiting, everyone. But he just got cut off. Sorry about that. The bad weather in Britain
happens.
Affected his internet, yeah.
All right, let's go to the next category, best motion/casual game.
Can I take this one?
You can. Why not? Because I just realized there's dog beating happening.
You don't have to tell everybody that. That was bloody seamless.
It was, but I like the dog beating part of it.
Rich tried to save you, and you blew it.
I know.
No wonder you got fired.
Yeah.
I need to push the dog issue. There's a reason why I'm pushing the dog issue. Chris, you really need to learn how to take care of your dogs, and you're going to be told how to do that. It's going to happen. Trust me.
Okay, fine.
All right. So, casual games. Back to the matters at hand.
Yes.
We've got the three nominees were Little Big Planet 2, Sims 3, and Fruit Ninja. And the winner was, and I'll add a stamp to this because I've recently been playing bloody tons of it, Fruit Ninja.
It's awesome. Love Fruit Ninja.
Have you seen that video where the cat is playing Fruit Ninja?
No.
No.
Might have to see that.
Pretty good.
Oh, all right. Yep. Let's move forward. I guess we're going back over to Chris.
Yep. Yeah, why not?
Sure, why not? Best sports/simulation game.
Best on us. Sports/simulation. The nominees were Forza Motorsport 4, FIFA 2012, and F1 2011. And it wasn't even close. Forza Motorsport 4 is the winner.
I thought this might be a little more contested, to be honest. I didn't think it would be such a lopsided victory for Forza. I thought the power of FIFA and the community behind F1 might sway things a little. But, oh well. Moving forward, best single-player campaign.
Doctor. Best single-player. Nominated were Dead Space 2, Skyrim, and Uncharted 3. I find it interesting that Skyrim is on here since so few people have actually finished it. Whatever.
I find it outrageous that Portal 2 wasn't in it.
I find it outrageous that you're interrupting me. The winner was, of course, Skyrim. I find it interesting that... Actually, I don't find it that interesting in our community. Uncharted 3 received 0 votes. Why? Because nobody plays PlayStation 3.
Oh.
Just not in all of it.
Yeah, potentially. What I find funny is I think I meant to vote for Uncharted 3. I don't know if I didn't cast my vote for this category because I would have put one in for Uncharted 3. I do like the single player of Skyrim, but Uncharted 3 single player is solid. All right, moving on. Best multiplayer / co-op game.
Yes, the nominees are Portal 2, Gears of War 3, and Battlefield 3. This was a tight vote, and I'm kind of surprised by the result, but Battlefield 3 edged it out.
Now, who was the close second contender?
Portal 2.
Tell you what, Portal 2 don't win anything in these bloody awards. I'm going to be gutted.
Stop your moaning.
Stop your crying. I'm actually surprised it was close, to be honest. I figured Battlefield 3 would run away with it at the gate community. And so it's actually refreshing to see that Portal 2 was giving it a bit of a fight.
I didn't think Battlefield 3 would run away with it. I thought Gears of War 3 would be closer.
Hmm.
If you put Modern Warfare 3 on here, that probably would have run away with it with the gate community.
Possibly. All right. Worst game or biggest disappointment? Let's hear it. Or we don't have to hear it. Rich, step in.
Which one's this?
I've got it. I've got it. Please don't put me through any more of this torture. Jeez. All right, so the worst game or biggest disappointment, the nominees were L.A. Noire, Brink, Mindjack, and Dragon Age 2. Now, this is pretty much a landslide with this community. The winner, or loser in this case, worst game or biggest disappointment, was Brink. With 75%. 75%.
Yeah. It was immensely disappointing.
Second place was Dragon Age 2, you know.
Yeah. L.A. Noire probably should have had a higher...
No, it's a perfect game. Why would you do that? You know? Weird, isn't it?
No, it's not that weird. All right, let's move on to best download-only game, and maybe we have a cough-free Chris this time.
Yeah, we're back.
We are back.
The best download-only game, it was down to Orcs Must Die, Trenched / Iron Brigade, and Bastion. I'm kind of surprised by the result here, but Orcs Must Die is the winner.
Really?
Yeah, with as many people as played Trenched and had a lot of fun with it, I would have thought that would have garnered more votes. But the winner?
Yeah, that's shocking.
With 55% of the vote.
Not shocking to me.
I mean, it's a good game. I just am surprised. I didn't think there was that many people that were behind Orcs Must Die.
Well, to be fair, 5 people voted for it.
Well, we didn't need to go there, but yeah, okay. all right, let's move on. Next category, best weapon / gadget feature in-game.
All right, the best weapon / gadget feature in-game. We had four nominees. The Wing Stick from Rage. The Magnet Gun from Red Faction Armageddon. The Drake Sword from Dark Souls. And the Mutator Gun from Resistance 3. And the winner in a landslide with 76.5% of the vote was the Wing Stick from Rage.
Hear, hear. As it should be, the Wing Stick was great. Way better than any Drake Sword.
Drake Sword. Jesus.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Greg.
All right, let's go on. We're getting to some of the more hotly contested ones. Well, this one, a lot of people had a lot of differing opinions on what game should be on this list. I know we heard a lot from the community on this. Best overlooked game. We had our three that we put out there. But I know there were some other people that felt there were some other games that should have been on there.
Yeah. Well, the three that we nominated were Warhammer 40K, Space Marine, Little Big Planet 2, and Infamous 2. And with 76.5% of the vote, Warhammer 40K, Space Marine was the winner.
Yeah.
This is so odd. Anybody's got a PS3. I think that was nailed on.
Well, you know what? It really did deserve, because it was completely overlooked by everybody. Start of the year, I mean, everybody was, at least if they were on the PS3, they were looking at Resistance 3. And if you were on a 360, you were looking forward to Gears of War 3. But Warhammer 40K Space Marine, that's a good game. I encourage anybody to go out there and pick it up and play through either on the cheap or rent it. You'll have fun.
If you're a listener out there and think that this poll's been nobbled, write your complaints to Greg Lacey at podcast.com.
Well, we know one category that got nobbled, but we'll talk about that shortly. Let's cover best of the rest.
Counting down the best of the rest, the nominees were Batman Arkham City, Deus Ex Human Revolution, and Operation Flashpoint Red River. And by a narrow margin, the winner is Deus Ex Human Revolution, with a skint 42.1% of the vote.
A skint. I like that. It's a good game. All those are good
games.
I think that's fair. And I know a lot of people are like, I can't believe this is being thrown on to the best of the rest. But, you know, we should clarify. Again, we put games in our Game of the Year categories of games that we felt we were nominating for Game of the Year. If it wasn't on our list, we weren't going to include it there, but we were including it in the best of the rest. So those two, you know, Batman and Deus Ex Human Revolutions, I know a lot of people thought could be Game of the Year. We didn't have it in our top, you know, our top lists, but we still, you know, we made sure they got their due mentions. Now, let's talk about Game of the Year. Now, the funny thing about this, this poll was supposed to have three nominees on it.
It was.
Yeah. But through some shenanigans, I say shenanigans, we had quite the list of games up on there. But it still broke out nicely in the way I thought it would go. But Chris, why don't you go run us through it?
Why don't we do that? So, although we had originally only nominated Skyrim, Gears 3, and Portal 2, the nominees included.
Can I just explain something?
No. Skyrim, L.A. Noire, Gears of War 3, Portal 2, Forza 4, Dead Island, Modern Warfare 3, Dead Space 2, Uncharted 3, Dark Souls, Battlefield 3, Saints Row the Third, and Trenched/Iron Brigade. Okay, go ahead, Rich.
I was just fighting for the common man. I just thought that, you know, there's been that much.
Mean your own ego, yes, you were.
What was it? Bugger off, Dark Souls into even that. Oh, yeah, it is. It's down there, isn't it?
Yeah. With zero votes.
Yeah.
Zero votes for your darling there.
All right, well, let's get to the results. We can talk about the magic that is Richard Primrose entering in polls later.
So this
I don't know anybody talking about me.
This means that Richard Primrose sacrificed his journalistic integrity to put Dark Souls in the poll and then didn't even vote for it his own damn self.
See, I would never have done that because it wouldn't have been correct.
Yeah. Just fess up, Rich. You posted this drunk off your ass, didn't you? Sipping the eggnog.
No, I was hungover actually when I posted that.
drunk off your ass, hungover, close enough. All right.
No typos.
So where we end up with, by quite a large margin, the winner is Skyrim for 2011 Game of the Year, according to the Gaming for the Elderly community and the Overseas Connection.
Yeah, and it is well-deserved. That game, even with its glitches, even with its problems, you still will find a way to enjoy that game. So there you have it.
What about the runner-up?
Certainly.
Two runners-up. Let's put two runners-up.
Okay, who were the runners-up?
You know what, Rich?
Let's take full advantage of this big-ass list.
Yeah, we know it wasn't Dark Souls.
Second place is just the first loser. Let's not shame them.
Well, we can give them mentions. Come on.
All right. Well, if you must, second place was Battlefield 3 with 17% of the vote. And tied for third with 13.8% of the vote each, Portal 2 and Modern Warfare 3.
There you have it. So that is interesting, though, that Battlefield 3, I think it's gaining a lot of traction in this community, more so than Modern Warfare 3.
I might disagree with you on that one, Griggers.
I don't know.
Just looking at my friends list.
I think it is pretty clear, at least on my friends list, everybody has both, but it seems like Battlefield 3 seems to have a little bit of sticking power right now. Modern Warfare 3, not as much.
I think the only time you'll be able to gauge that is when you hit about April, May time.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
Like what I dream of, a world where both of them can exist. You know, that's what I really want to see. Like a world where Battlefield and Call of Duty can just exist and no one has to compare them. That would be a beautiful place. Can we all dream of that world?
Yes, they both exist John. In my world and neither of them have got a single player campaign.
The single player campaign in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 is very good.
It is.
I know, I've still not touched it.
Battlefield, not so much. Call of Duty is very good. Things explode.
Things explode. That explains the storyline.
Exploding things. 3.
All right, it's time for the show break. When we come back, Mike, we've got a fanboy speak.
We have a fanboy speak. This was donated by Duke Scath from the Veteran Gamers podcast and website. So,
I like that Duke has donated this. That's good. We like donations.
Feel free to donate any funny clips from YouTube over to us. Email them over. If you want the email, stay tuned. We'll give it out at the end of the show.
Or if you think you're good enough to be a fanboy speak and just talk some random stuff on an MP3, then
make your own video. Yeah.
See,
it's good, yeah. It's funnier when they're idiots and we don't have to talk to them.
True.
That's funnier when the fanboys speak. Because if we know them, then I can't take the piss out of them as much.
All right.
Well, I can, but I have to be faced with the problem of talking to them.
It's break time.
Break time! Break!
Santa baby, just slip a console under the tree for me. I've been wanting new games, Santa baby, so bring me Call of Duty tonight. Santa baby, a 95-inch plasma TV, 3D. I'll rank up for you, dear Santa baby, so bring me Call of Duty tonight. Think of all the revenge I've missed. Think of all the faces that I haven't raped. Next match, I could be oh so good. Just check out my stacked friends list. Santa baby, I want a new gun and camo too. Oh yes. Been a princess all year, Santa baby, so bring me Call of Duty tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really really need that kill for my canine kill streak, Santa baby. So bring me Call of Duty tonight. Santa cutie, drop a care package with ammo and sex. Change your clan tag to mine, Santa cutie, and bring me Call of Duty tonight. Come and watch me straight up beast. I got my gold camo at 14th prestige. I really will destroy some news. Let's see if you can hide from me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing. Your cock. I don't mean on Xbox Live, Santa baby. So bring me Call of Duty tonight. Bring me Call of Duty tonight. So bring it tonight.
All right, we are back from the break, and it's time, Mike. Fanboy Speak makes its triumphant return in 2012.
It's back.
And what, did we just lose Mike suddenly?
Sorry, I'm on here. Yeah, hello.
Okay, yes, you are here.
That was Fanboy Speak.
Yeah, that was Fanboy Speak right there. Done.
No, that was it. Brilliant. Yes, we got a Fanboy Speak. Again, we brought it back. I've looked at it. I've looked at the kind of like the feature, Greg, and some people wasn't happy with it, and then so I redesigned it, very much like what they did with the XCOM game. And I'll keep doing it until I get it right. God damn it!
You should. You should keep tweaking and tweaking. It's, you know, I mean, game development is best that way. If you know you have a game, remake
the truth
it.
Is,
remake it.
The truth is, I haven't changed it. Yes. I haven't changed it at all. I haven't changed it at all. So this this clip was sent to me by Duke, as I said, and it's called, this is the name of the clip, Black Man Loves Pokemon.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. And he really does love Pokemon.
Y'all saw the new 156 Pokemon on the new Pokemon game, Black and White. Them Pokemon look off the fucking chain, nigga. Them Pokemon look off. That's the best looking Pokemon I ever seen. I want to catch all them motherfuckers. I want to catch all of them. Usually there's like five or six good Pokemon, but on this one, all of them look good, nigga. All of them look good. Pokemon, Pokemon, Pokemon. Yeah, I like Pokemon, bitch, and what? I love Pokemon. You gonna sit up here and talk shit to me? I love Pokemon, son. Pikachu, Raichu, Squirtle, Charizard. Why you hating? Why you hating? Because I like Pokemon and you don't? That's the real gangsters. Fuck the Crips and the Bloods. Blastoise versus Charizard, nigga. Ash is a faggot. I don't give a fuck with nobody. Say Ash is gay. Every season he gets a new female partner, and he don't fuck not one bitch. He ain't never bent over and said, "Let me give you this poker dick." I would have been fucking my motherfucking female companions every goddamn episode. They wouldn't call it Pokemon; they'll call it poke a hoe. And how come you never see an episode when the Pokemon's fucking? I want to see Pikachu fuck the shit out of a Gyarados. I want to see some Pokemon fucking. They should make Pokemon XXX. That shit would sell millions of dollars. I love Pokemon. Are you going to sit up here and be rude to me? You going to sit up here and laugh at me? I'm not laughing. This ain't no joke. This is real life. I love Pokemon.
He's not laughing, Greg. But we are.
I know.
That's brilliant.
He can't help but laugh.
He knew... He knew Pokemon.
Yeah. You know, all I've got visions of in my head is a load of dudes cruising around.
Whoa, hold on.
going on?
You got a bunch of feedback coming from Mr. Matthew.
It's all right. It's all right. It's auto-adjusted itself.
Auto-adjusted. Brilliant. Continue on.
What I do?
You did
not. Don't worry, Chris. You just stay pretty.
I've just got a vision of four bloods cruising around with the, you know, the hydraulics and that in the car, ramping it up and down, all with little 3DSs playing the Pokemon. Yeah, man.
I love Pokemon, bitch. And what? That's that. What? That's
yeah.
That makes sense. So, yeah, that was Fanboy Speaks. He's very passionate about his Pokemon. Every video that that guy makes, it starts with Black Man. So, okay. And he's kind of, the thing is, right, he kind of knows what he's doing. He's not, you know, he's playing that up. So he's being pretty funny with it. He knows what he's doing. There was a bit more to that where he laughs at himself a bit more and slips up a bit, but he's a pretty funny dude.
It's hard to keep a straight face, yeah.
If you want to watch the full thing, type in Black Man Loves Pokemon on YouTube and you'll find him.
Yeah, I imagine it's got to be tough to keep a straight face when you're calling out the Crips and the Bloods and trying to tell them that the Pokemon gangs are tougher.
You never see a Pokemon episode where they're fucking, apparently.
Yeah. And if we have offended anybody, certainly it was not intended to offend anybody. This is the loveliness that is YouTube, which in itself can be offensive.
Yeah. Well, those words said in that clip that we're not allowed to say, but he said them, so. And it's all fun.
But then again, this could be a peaceful option for, you know, in the hood.
You could stop a lot of killing.
Put your guns down, pick up your 3DSs, and Pokemon battle.
How different would Boys in the Hood be if they just did it out on the Pokemon field, you know? If they just went, hey, let's wick out the Pokemon, let's not kill each other. Different film, you know?
Yeah.
Very much a different film.
And he was speaking up a bit there for monogamy, because he just talked about having one girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeping that one girl all the way through, so there you go.
Although,
times are changing.
He did want to see the porn version of the Pokemon getting it on.
Well, that's all right, because he's just doing it with one hoe.
All right, I think we've clearly given this way too much airtime. Let's go on and talk about our question of the week, which for last week, you know, we were all reminiscing over 2011, talking about kind of the year that was. And games or events in gaming and gaming moments that kind of stuck with us. And so we kind of fired it off to the community and asked them to give us some feedback. And so, Rich, we had some tweets. And I probably should apologize because I got the question up a little on the late side. So I don't think the community truly had a chance to really respond to it. But we did get some responses. So let's get the tweets out of the way first.
Yeah, the first one was from Mr. Bed Hairdo, Andrew Gould, who said, guys playing Saints Row 3 and getting addicted. So much fun. Loving how over the top it is. Yeah. And then Mr. Steve Conger, he firstly made a very valid point, saying Bastion, it was a steal at $5. Very good. And then he went on to say, it's the Rich Primrose Show, starring Rich Primrose, featuring commentary by Rich Primrose.
It was a little bit Primrose strong last episode.
Yeah, Greg.
I think you had an error on the show.
Yeah. It was hard to hold you back, Rich. You had a lot to talk about. You were past.
It was Christmas. It was Christmas week, wasn't it?
I don't. Every Christmas, I don't go, you know what? I want this Christmas more Rich. You know, like
That's what I was saying. I was getting my Rich fill. That sounded bad. Let's move on.
Yeah, and then finally, Marty, Mr. Grease Fish Lips, said, Dom in Gears of War, his dying was a standout, as well as swinging a purple dildo in Saints 3.
Yes, which, coincidentally, I did ask him if the dildo was a high point or low point, and he responded it was definitely a high point. So, yeah.
Very good.
All right. Well, let's move on to emails. And Mr. Matthew, I believe you have the first email, which is from Mr. Kevin Knight.
Yeah, from Mr. Kevin Knight, K Knight, XXL. He writes in, "Hi, guys. Hope you've all had a great Christmas and a hangover-free new year. Thought I'd drop you an email and give you a quick what I've been playing. Not a dig at Rich, honest. Wink." "Been playing Modern Warfare 3, Skyrim, Rayman Origins, Halo Anniversary, tried Dark Souls for 5 minutes, and that was enough for me to agree with you, Greg." Which I think means he didn't.
Kevin, you are my favorite person right now.
I told him to stick at it. Disappointed.
Wait, did you say that to stick it or to stick at it?
Stick at it. You lightweights that can't even go past the asylum.
That was uncalled.
He continues.
Yeah, you're willing to walk around Skyrim fucking 100 hours plus.
You okay, Rich?
Yeah, sorry, mate.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
See you then.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Just get it all out.
Just don't mention Dark Souls again, and then I won't go off on one, will I?
Dark Souls.
Fucking, why don't you just persevere?
Bad game. Dark Souls.
Oh, God! You get me started again. Just carry on.
Kevin continues. "Had an impulse buy just before Christmas and bought a new ornament for under the TV. Yes, another Wii. Only bought it for Zelda Skyward Sword and Mario Galaxy 2, and I can say it's worth it just for those two games.
Oh, good.
Zelda is something very special and well worth a rent, at least."
Yeah, Steve Conger's trying to talk me into buying a Wii and buying Zelda, playing it, and then selling my Wii.
Greg, I really think you should buy a Wii.
That's the conversation.
You know, Greg, just sell it after. You probably lose about $3 or $4.
Seriously, are you listening to my conversations? All right, continue on.
"And then sell them. All right. The wife is now at level 25 on Skyrim and doing really well. I bought her Lego Harry Potter for Christmas and sat here watching her play it as I email you. They have really upped the graphics and Central Hub is now massive. Characters now duel with wand and it's very dark. A must buy for any fan of either the Lego games or the Potter films." apparently he watched the show already. "A well done to Skyrim winning game of the year. Well-deserved winner.
Wow.
I've never been a lover of RPGs, but this really has me hooked. So glad it got Chinny too."
Got me.
"Just remains for me to wish you all a very happy 2012 and to thank you for another great year of podcasting, Kevin." Well, thanks, Kevin.
Yes,
thanks, Kev.
All right, next email. Mike, you are up.
We have an email from Hardly Dan, who we know from The Gamesman.
Yeah.
And he he said, sorry, I got a bad throat. It's coming back. Right, so he said, "My gaming high of the year has to be the Potato GLaDOS. Hell of a game the Portal 2 was. I don't know. A fantastic game." I'm not really very well. "Fantastic game that I'll have to go back to soon, so I'm assuming that he hasn't finished it, so I'm not going to read the rest of his email because he hasn't finished it." No, I'm joking, Dan. But you should finish it. "As for my low, nothing disappointed me more than Test Drive Unlimited 2. It could have been a fantastic game, but the time they took to fix the day one issues and the still missing bikes really bloody pissed me off. Anyway, happy new year, guys. Hope you have a great year. Hardly Dan. Kiss, kiss, kiss."
Yeah, Dan, did you really think Test Drive Unlimited 2 was going to be good once you realized they had all the ridiculous subplot stuff with the story? I mean, as soon as
What was the story?
It was like a social circle, and you were trying to become kind of a popular person, so to speak. At least that's the way I remember it. If I'm remembering it wrong, hey, the game sucked anyway. But, it was just horrible. It was like just really horrid voice acting and overacting. I just wanted to drive cars around the island. Instead, they're talking about, you know, going and trying to get the best wardrobe and up your social status.
Bro, yeah. What up, bruh?
So, yeah. All right, we have another email from Gary Lever. And he had this to say. "Had a few highlights this year that I really enjoyed. First is Portal 2. just being brought back to Aperture with the introduction of new amazing characters and building on the concept of thinking with portals made it a top game for me this year. Another is the Old World Blues DLC for Fallout New Vegas. The game is already a favorite of mine, but this DLC had me laughing at the mystery science theme with the dialogue of the characters in it. Also, exploring Big Mountain with all the technologies in it made it just so much fun to play. Next, which a lot of people don't like, is L.A. Noire. Now, even though it may not have been the best this year, but along with the facial recognition for the character, the most love I had was feeling like I was playing a noir movie, being the detective as he went through his rise and then dramatic fall. Gears of War 3 is next, finishing the story of Marcus and his team, from the turn that made me say holy shit to playing Horde and Beast with friends in the game is by far my favorite to play with others. Then there's Skyrim. Never really got into the Elder Scrolls series because I'm not into the whole fighting with swords and magic, but this game gave me a real love for it, along with the vast open world and tons of quests. And lastly, I'll go with Skyward Sword. Love the Zelda franchise, always had, but this game really made me love motion control, since before I wasn't really into it. The story is really good, and it definitely is one of my favorites this year. Looking forward to Chinny's Skyrim Journal entry next week. An amazing podcast, as always, guys. Keep it up. Amaras89. So thank you for that. Yeah, we love hearing the feedback. And I guess now we can kind of talk about next year. Or next year. Next show.
Next year.
And it really is next year that we're going to be talking about. So the question for next week, looking to 2012. What are your 5 must-have pre-orders? What games out there have you already plunked dollars down, or are you already knowing you need to plunk dollars down for? I know there's some obvious ones out there, but I'm guessing there's going to be a few gems here and there.
Can we whet their appetite with some of the things that are coming out?
Let's save that. Let's save that for next week. It's okay. All right, go ahead, Rich. Whet a little appetite. I know you want to.
I'm not bothered if you don't want to. Give him some ideas. Because Chris provided us with a really helpful list, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. There's some stuff there. Shall I read this? Yeah. Because I'm being tortured here by this.
I know. Yes, it's back and forth. That's not going anywhere.
Read this out. Right. So we've got Final Fantasy 13 2, which no one's going to care about. Soul Calibur 5, which...
Now, Mike.
What?
You can't I can't even say the word. You can't.
Why are you the host again?
Awesome podcasting. I don't know, but Mike, you can't taint people's images and color.
Look,
your opinion of these games.
I'm not the BBC. The games. I don't have to remain neutral, right?
Yes, listen. You do, Mike.
No, I don't.
Mike. I need more power, Scotty.
All right. Final Fantasy 13 2, if you like this... All right, let's be neutral. If you like this, fair enough, but you're weird. Right, so Soul Calibur 5, you know, fighting game with swords. The Darkness 2, being made by the people who made the Dark Sector, not the original Darkness. So good luck to them. Kingdoms of Alamor, I don't know, who cares about that. Resident Evil Revelations, meh. SSX, people like that. Twisted Metal, yeah. Uncharted Golden Abyss for the Vita. Ghost Recon, new one of those. Mass Effect 3, Street Fighter with Tekken, Max Payne 3, which is obviously Game of the Year, Silent Hill, Downpour, Kid Icarus Uprising, Ninja Gaiden 3, Guild Wars 2, Assassin's Creed, whatever, Bioshock Infinite, Greg, I think he's going to be a big favorite.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, Assassin's Creed, whatever. It's probably going to be Assassin's Creed 3, isn't it?
Probably.
I guess so. Bioshock Infinite is going to be a big one. Halo 4 is going to be out... Apparently, the new Tomb Raider game where she's all, you know, cool. Animal Crossing, which I know a lot of people are excited for. Borderlands 2, Diablo 3, Hitman Absolution, The Last Guardian, The Last of Us, StarCraft 2, no one cares about that on here. XCOM. Yeah, that's pretty much like kind of this list. So that's food for thought, any of those that people are looking forward to. And of course, the biggest one, which is going to be fantastic, and everybody's going to buy it. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
It's a biggie.
All right, so here's my challenge to you guys. So for next week, when we come up with our list of five, let's try and make it a not-so-obvious list of five. Let's try and find the five that we think are going to be the hidden gems that you should be pre-ordering. The games that might not be the obvious on-the-radar games.
The one that I think, for me, that stands out, that's not... I don't think a lot of people have got it on their radar. I don't think people are thinking it's going to be good.
Mike,
this is for next week.
You said next week.
Next week.
It was a joke. If you're going to hold it, I was going to say Grand Theft Auto 5.
Mike.
You know what I mean? You killed it.
We killed it.
Yeah,
we brilliant. Did.
I'm quitting the show.
You should.
You can't quit the show.
I'm quitting the show for a week.
For a week?
For a week.
Till next Tuesday?
Technically a week minus 2 hours.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a good plan.
All right, so we're going to jump into some community play dates. Chris.
Yeah, we are. So if you downloaded this podcast immediately upon it, Greg uploading it, then you'll hear this in time to tonight, which is Thursday, when the podcast goes live, starting at 8 p.m. I'm going to try to play through the Ram's Shadow campaign, and I would like three good gears to come with me. So send me a message. You're not a good gear, Greg. Hush your mouth.
Hey.
Friday night racing, now hosted by David the Alien, begins at 9 p.m. Eastern. Saturday and Sunday, there's going to be some Formula One 2011 mashups. And the Veteran Gamers at 6 p.m. Gross Mountain Time will be playing a game. Look for Chin Chinny, Big Bad Daddy. No, I'm sorry, Big Daddy Blast, or Duke's Gath.
We'll be playing a game that's released on either the PS3 or the Xbox 360. It's like a lottery. It could be any systems.
Yes.
The truth is, we usually record a show on Monday. We have a live show this week, so I don't know what it is.
Crazy.
Insane.
Happy birthday.
Thursday, 10 p.m. Gross Mountain Time.
Happy birthday this week to Corzan, who's...
Corzan?
Hardly Dan. Hardly W. Dan. Parker. And an angry fix. And welcome to the new members, Stoolie C52, the Stammer 91, or should I say the Stammer 91?
Well.
And Merciful Fate 02.
And that's Stool C52. He's been trying to join the forums for ages.
Apparently, but it's very difficult to type in an email address and a password.
He did it, and he didn't get an email back. So I think somebody sorted him out because he was in the shape box on veterangamers.co.uk. You should go, it's a great site. And he said, oh, look, it doesn't work. And somebody sorted him out.
Well, there you go.
So, there.
Done. All right, speaking of sorting things out, we've got a community spotlight.
Is this where I finally get to learn about the dog?
Yes, it is. Okay. Here we go.
Hello, peeps. This is ParsnipNose 3000 with the weekly community spotlight. This week, I want to mention the people who've managed to achieve very high post counts. We have 9 people who've reached the rank of party animal, which is 1,000 posts or more. And those are Betty Bear, Corzan, Greggy, Marco35s, Raw Messiah. Yes, there's a barking dog in the background. I'll go and kill it in a minute. Spitfire Ian, Steve-O-Matic, Thupa, and Dino. We also have a couple of people who've reached 3,500 posts, and they're conversation dominators. That would be David the Alien and Mark Annex. So keep up the good work, guys, and I will see you next week for another community spotlight. Meanwhile, I will go and have a big snort, get rid of my bogeys, and go and kill the dogs. Bye-bye.
Yes. Sometimes I think I ought to.
What, feed the dog snot?
Yes, laced with antifreeze.
Yeah, I did have to do a double take on his sign-off there. But yeah, thank you, Parsnip, for sending that in. And yeah, to those community members, keep up the good work. Definitely keeping the community going and chugging. It's that time where we kind of close things up. We wrap it up with a pretty bow, say all the things we need to say, like... email the show with your 2-minute MP3 or text email.
And I love the fact that Parsley's like on the show now. Like, perfect length of clip, yeah. You know, not too long. Brilliant.
He's doing it right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing it, and doing it well.
But if you wanted to send in an email with an MP3 file, like he did.
Uh-huh. Or just some text.
Or just some text, like other people have done. Chris, where would you send that email to?
You should send that email to ocpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, yep. And Rich, if Mike was going to send us a tweet to the show, where should Mike send that tweet to?
OC_podcast with an at the front.
Got it. You got that, Mike?
Yeah.
What was that again?
Something to do with putting an ant in front of some words.
See, this is why we had to tell you each week, Mike. It's at @OC_podcast, not ant.
Oh, okay.
Not ant.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because I keep grabbing an ant, you see. And it takes a lot of my time.
As long as you're not grabbing my ant. She's old.
I don't know. Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, well, she doesn't complain. What are we talking about?
We are now going to talk about iTunes and Zune reviews, and I think Mr. CPM Matthew wanted something kind of special to throw in there.
So, as a result of using Bing as my search engine, I have 4 individual codes for 100 Microsoft points that I'm going to put up for grabs as a contest. Starting next week, before the show, we will check for any reviews that have been submitted between the time you are listening to this podcast and the time we record the next one, and we will draw a random one out of a hat, and I will email you a code for 100 Microsoft points. We will do likewise for the next 4 weeks until I have exhausted my supply of codes.
Now,
by then, maybe I'll have some more. Who knows?
Chris, maybe we can do this, a slight tweak to this, on-air tweaking. This is happening as we're talking.
We're doing it live.
What if we open it up and say we will do a random draw of anyone who's given us a review? This All way, right. If you've gave us a review the week before, you're not getting screwed. You know, kind of opens it up, but you have to have an iTunes review up.
2 years ago, before I joined this podcast,
no, Rich,
I put a review
up. No.
Employees of the connection are not eligible to participate.
Yeah.
Right, I resign.
So that's all we're worth to Rich is 100 Microsoft
points. Yes, I know.
$1.25.
Chinny's already leaving us for a week. This is tough, man. It's tough. But okay, yeah, so there you go. iTunes Zune review contest. Make sure you have a review up there. We will sort through and get a list going and then start doing some random draws each week. Yeah, 100 points. You know, it's something. A little avatar gear might be just enough to get your, you know, your points level boosted up to buy that DLC that you wanted. There's nothing more aggravating than being like 100 Microsoft points short and having to buy a full, you know, a full boat of Microsoft points to get some. So, all right, let's do some shout outs. Primrose, you're still on the show for now. Go.
I'd like to shout out everybody that plays Modern Warfare that's new to the community, because I've been playing with quite a lot of new people and been enjoying that.
Yeah.
And also, I'd like to shout out my wife, because it's her birthday today.
My wife.
It's
her birthday.
And also, yeah. Birthday.
Right. What'd you get her?
Where do I start? Anyway, don't need to know.
You got to go to the petrol station. Is that what you're doing? I got you an air freshener.
I wish, mate.
Fine scented. It's brilliant.
Yeah. And then also, I'd like to shout out 360 Gamercast, because I went on their forums and I've signed up because they're a good bunch of lads. Like the podcast, so I thought I'd have a look at their forums. And yeah, good.
They were nice to you.
Great.
It's good.
Yeah. Well, they're nice to me for now, once they get to know me.
Oh, once they get to know you.
We know, Rich. We know.
Oh, no.
That's it. Chris.
All right. Just a short list of shout-outs this week. Short enough to be just one. I would like to shout out Andy, 93285, I needed only one of the expensive cars of the five most expensive in Forza to unlock that achievement. But alas, I was a bit short on credits, and he was nice enough to gift me one to unlock that achievement. So thank you very much. And with that, I'm going to send it to Greg.
Okay. Well, I want to shout out
the car.
What? Yeah, send me the car, please.
Yes, I'm going to send Greg the car.
Send me the car. Okay. And for my shout-outs this week, Billy Bill Black makes my list because I, too, agree parades are dumb. And one side note, beacons. Single-player games don't need beacons. All the people playing Skyrim, please do not put beacons on for Skyrim. I don't believe you want me to play with you in Skyrim.
Maybe they just want to talk about it.
Yeah, party chat.
You know what's funny? You know, you mentioned that. I mentioned true achievements every week, so I had to get it in. You can put on there if you would like to get help with achievements. And I see people on there all the time asking for help with achievements in single-player games. And I'm like, you don't really get what this is about, do you?
And speaking, of, by the way, of the beacons and achievements, Chris, one of the things you could do with your beacon is you can actually customize the message. So instead of it just having the static message on there, you could actually type in your own message saying, hey, I just need help picking up the bandana skull in Halo Anniversary. And that would show up on your beacon when people see it.
That's cool. Yeah. So I don't need help getting the bandana skull anymore.
True. But you could also put a beacon up. Huh? How about this? Saying, hey, Thursday, 4 p.m. Gross Mountain Time, or whatever time we're setting it for, I'm going to be doing Gears 3 co-op. And set that beacon up now, and it's advertising.
You had a slightly interested noise from Chris there.
I know.
I think, Greg, you might be smarter than I gave you credit for. Only just.
All right, Mike, wrap us up.
A shout out to I've got nothing. I've got nothing. You know,
nothing?
Like I've got nothing. Like, I always try and think of shout outs, and I never get them. I don't get them at all. Like, the people like hearing their names being said on a podcast and my echoey voice coming through on the podcast as well. I don't know.
I started with nothing and I've got most of it left.
Yes.
And this is
probably the best time to end this podcast is on the crappy connection we have, the echoing.
If people do want shout-outs, I'll give them a shout-out. I'm a shout-out whore. Like, I'll give them out. No problem. But I have no one. Yeah. To shout out.
It should be noted, you just are a whore. So, you know, any female gamers. Yeah, female gamers and or male gamers that like the old Mike Chin, you know, give him a shout out.
Yeah. I'm not fussed. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me what I cut myself every night, Greg.
I think this is a perfect time to stop this podcast. And
I think so.
Yeah.
I think suicide is usually a good time to stop.
Usually is. Usually is.
Yeah.
That's it. We're done. We're out of here.
Welcome 2012. Is it December it ends, Greg?
I'm sorry? What?
Is it December when it ends?
The world? I have no idea. It's going to be some random time in 2012.
I'd say crap we are. We're so lazy. We're just like, it's going to end some December-ish.
Yeah.
You know, we don't even care. Like,
well, I'm pretty sure, according to that one priest in Florida or pastor in Florida, it was supposed to re-end in October.
According to a pastor in Florida? Somewhere where they keep
pastor,
cows? Is
sorry,
the
pastor.
The world?
Yeah, I hate you.
according to the Mayan calendar, it's December 21st, 2012.
Yeah, but there was that crazy dude that was collecting everybody's money in Florida, and he was predicting.
There was that crazy dude,
yeah.
But he was crazy.
Yeah, well.
The Mayans might have also been crazy.
I'm thinking.
How do I set up beacons?
Oh, you can do it on the Xbox. You can do it on the dashboard.
Yeah,
I know. So where is
you can do it from Xbox.com as well.
Open the guide.
Oh, there we go.
Dead beacon activity.
Yeah, I found it.
And then you just...
Yeah, Xbox.com is down.
Okay.
All I need to say, all I want to do is be a Pokemon Ho before I die.
I can't set a beacon... Oh, wait, here we go.
This podcast ended now. This is rambling.
This is just,
it's over. I'm talking.
It's over, man. It's over.
Let her go. No thanks to you, Greg.
Yeah. And it starts. It's crazy.
I love that there are certain enemies in this game that will just evaporate when you shoot them with the sniper rifle.
Now, when you're saying this game, what game would you be referring to?
What do you think, Greg?
Skyrim.
Yes. The rare sniper rifle in Skyrim.
All right. I think Rich has potentially left us. I mean, if you guys want to start, we can start up. See if we can bring Rich in. If we can't, we can't. We can.
What are you playing? Are you playing like a Ouija board or something, Chris? It's so loud.
I know, your controller, yeah. We're hearing it vibrating.
Dying, da, dying, dying, click, 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 dying, dying, click, click, click.
Because I'm violent with the controller.
Your keyboard, your controllers, Jesus.
The springs and pistons of the vibration, like... Brrr,
well, there is some football, just not that much. Primrose.
Rich is dead.
Rich is dead, what the hell? How did we lose him?
Fooled you, silly.
Son of a bitch. And yeah, we're the official podcast of the Gaming for the Elderly forums. We'll start this all over again.
You're doing all right then, Craig.
I know, I was doing okay.
You're doing all right. That's a good start to the year, isn't
it? Yeah, pretty much.
Brilliant.
This is your boss speaking. We've had a complaint from one of the customers. Apparently you left your webcam on the PC when you were doing a conference call. Can you please put your Johnson away in your joggers when you're talking to customers?
As soon as you said that, I was good with it. I was like, nope, yeah. See that.
There's something wrong with this yogurt. That's mayonnaise. That's it, man.
I really want yogurt, man.
Well, you eat mayonnaise.
You're a fucking animal for film quotes, man.
That's the only scene from that movie that I remember. It was so hilarious.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, now.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.